104.3.
Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. I joke, but I do not, because you, Dr. Angel, are a jack of all trades, as we all seem to be. Painting 1 minute, putting down a new floor another second, putting up some wonderful wall decor in your office the next minute, outbuying things the next minute. Me, I've been doing the same type of stuff, getting everything out of storage Friday and using muscles I forgot I had, and learning plumbing and all the things that we are doing right now. Betty, we wish you were here because we'd make you do it all and we'd just sit and watch you. No, I'm teasing.
Hey, that'd be fine. Don't get it all done. Megan and I need something to do when we
get
down there.
Your job is prayer. And you can do that from there. And then when you arrive here at midnight on Thursday night, May 16th, is that right? May 17th?
May
17th. 17th. All right. When you arrive here, we are going to keep you very busy in prayer and last-minute work on that Friday prior to opening day. Angel, I just want you to, Betty has head of the prayer ministry along with PJ and Shell. They have just undergirded this whole thing with prayer. But God has moved mountains for us, isn't he?
Yes, he sure has.
He
continues to.
It's crazy good, isn't it?
It has been one blessing after the next.
Right. And all the details are great. And we haven't had one paint fight yet. Although I've thought about how great that would be just to, come up behind you and hit you with a roller or something. But I've resisted the temptation, Betty. God has been working on my heart.
Don't let the devil overtake you and want to do bad things to good people.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right. But you know what we were talking about, you guys were just talking, ladies were talking about, is, the show before Living the Good Life, is that the Lord has told you on numerous occasions, Pastor Marcia McAllister, that God is going to blow your mind. And that, I don't know why that small saying just resonates with me all the time, because God has.
He has.
Will continue to blow our minds until he comes back. And it's just, it's just blessing upon blessing. When we think there's a crack in the sidewalk, how are we going to get this done? Just somehow, some way, doesn't it always get done?
It did. It took four trips on Friday afternoon with multiple vehicles to get everything out of storage, and we had to be out that afternoon. And we woke up to rain that morning. But you know what? As each trip and as every little piece of things fell together and got out of storage and got over to our new facility, and it's all sitting in the middle of the room right now, but knowing that it will have a place and a function again instead of being in storage is really, really a blessing. And it does blow my mind, Betty. It does, what God has done. Only God, only God, only God. So welcome, everyone, to the second hour of Living the Good Life. Yeah, we're real excited about our new digs. 3 weeks from today, May 19th, mark it on your calendar and come and join us. 10 a.m. service at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, followed by a little deli lunch with salads, desserts, and we welcome anybody to stay. In fact, we'd love to come and meet us and us meet you. So put that date on your calendar, May 19th, 3 weeks from today, and we hope you can join us. So we're in Luke 24 today because I just couldn't, it is, the resurrection was last Sunday, but there's still, next week I'm still going to be on this whole topic of what happened right after the resurrection. I just can't get it out of my spirit. It's so profound. We see humanity at work in fear and unbelief with the disciples. We see humanity at work with them telling the stranger who's walking with them on the 7-mile journey, all the pain and anguish and how disappointed they are that it didn't go the way they thought it would go. And, sometimes it's good just to get all that out and talk about it. We've talked about that today, that it's good to do that. But his ways are not our ways, Angel.
Very true.
Why not?
Well, you know, his ways are, he sees the beginning all the way through eternity, and we get the little glimpses of time, the snippets that we, as Betty liked to call them, you know, that's what we have. That's our whole viewer snippets when you put it in the continuum of all of eternity.
It is. And when we realize that God's plan for us individually or as a ministry can take different turns than what we would have originally thought. Betty, this morning I recounted to our people that my first building a church project was the one that you were a part of in Newcastle, Indiana, Cornerstone, and how you were not a part of the ministry when we did that summer and took that old restaurant and bar and turned it into a beautiful Christian bookstore in the front, counseling offices, six of them in the middle, and a kitchen, and then a sanctuary. But you did come a few years later, and you were a part of that facility, and you can verify that I'm telling the truth, right?
Yes, ma'am. You are right on. It's very, very, you're very, very truthful.
And you know what? That was project number one, and this is project number seven, Betty. Church planting project number seven.
Yeah. What's the number seven mean?
It means God's completeness. It's 7 days in a week. It's his, finishing a thing, which I find profound. I don't know what all that means. But I want to play this song by Hillsong because this song has been on my heart. It's an older song. We've sung it at Beacon many times. Show me your ways. And then we'll get back with Angel and Betty for more discussion of Luke chapter 24. Love this song. Some of you know it. Sing along if you do. Love that song. We got to do that again at Beacon of Hope. Ah, cry in my heart is to love you more. stronger each day. Show me your ways. Woo! Make that the cry of your heart today. We're in Luke 24, and Jesus is walking along with these two guys, and they had been followers of his, and they didn't recognize him. You know, so often, we know God's in the middle of our situation, but we just don't seem to recognize him, Betty. We don't seem to feel him. We don't seem to see him. We get so down and discouraged, and for any of you out there that's where you are right now, God wants to say to you, I hear you. I see you. I'm right here. You may not feel like you can see me or you can feel me in your despair, but God says, I am there with you. Even though you can't see me in your despair, I am there. Betty?
Well, you know, we have all faced, sometime in our life, we faced that feeling of, God, why have you forsaken me? God, where are you? Why do I feel so alone? And a lot of times is that we get so hung up on the circumstances that we're in that we kind of become like those two gentlemen on the road to Emmaus, is that you're just so downtrodden and just not visually or hearing what God is trying to tell us.
Right.
If we were, you know, even though we can't see him,
right,
he is always with us.
He is.
His Holy Spirit is our comforter. And, you know, I think about, you know, things that, you know, over the years that, you know, that I've gone through personally. And had I tried to lean on my own understanding, I wouldn't be where I am today. And it was because of Jesus being with me, Jesus' presence being with me, is I am who I am today. And it's because of who he is.
Absolutely.
And just such a, well, you know, I always think he's a good, good father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important that when we face those trials or we face those valleys, or we say, you know, we face these mountains, is that you're not alone.
No.
God says in many, many times throughout the Bible, I am with you. I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God.
And yes.
That's what we have to have the trust and the faith to believe in, is that he is with us.
You know, Go ahead.
We breathe, but we don't see oxygen, but we still breathe, and
mm-hmm.
we need oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And we need Jesus. And even though we can't see him or touch him, we feel his presence. And that's what I feel is so vitally important
it
for our listeners to know, is that God is with us. And if God's with us, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, amen.
We've got to trust.
We've got to trust that he's got the plan. And these disciples did such a human thing after the crucifixion. They got into despair. They got into emotional pain. They could have been in physical pain, too. They may have been up for days through this ordeal. Who knows what they were going through. But they got into their humanity, and we all do it, Angel. And we have to know that God not only sees us in it, but he sees us through it.
Absolutely. You know, it brings to mind the many of my favorite Bible verses, 2 Corinthians 5:7, where we have to walk by faith and not by sight, and, you know, not by what we can see and what's in our view and what, you know, because we can focus on our circumstance, on our pain, on our discouragement, and we can get tunneled in, and that's all we can see. We have to rely on that faith.
I know. This morning, very early, I had my music going, as I do, and had that song I intended to play at church today, but it didn't work out. And the Master's Calling, and Deborah Joy Winans was singing. And when she got to that, listen while you still can hear. And then a verse, seek him even though you can't see. And you know, that just hit me again this morning, because we're not told that the road's going to be easy. We're not told that we will always see the next turn up ahead. You know, we've got GPS now. That helps a lot. You know, like in a quarter of a mile, you're going to turn right on blah, blah. But you know what? It didn't used to be that way. And when I started real estate 28 years ago, I had a map in the front seat of my car. okay, and not knowing where I was going and trying to go slow enough that I could read the map and turn at the same time, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm my practically speaking, when you apply it to our Christian lives, God is teaching us to trust.
Yes.
And I said this morning, God has been speaking to me a lot in the last year, but in particular in the last few months, he is creating a trust company, a company of trusters. Oddly enough, as I pulled out my old singing album again this morning of our singing group, clear back when my children were very, very small, the album cover that we cut many years ago at a recording studio in Cincinnati, Ohio, our group was called The Trust Company. And God has been saying to me over and over again, Betty, I am creating a new thing. I am creating a company of trusters. I am creating a new trust company, a company of people that will say, Lord, I trust you even though I cannot see it. Even though I don't understand it, I choose to trust you. Talk to me, Betty, and then we'll go to Angel on that.
Well, and you know, that's the thing is a lot of times it's hard for people to trust anyone because of maybe things that have happened to them in the past. Is they've been let down, they've been hurt, they've been persecuted. What we have to do is we have to trust in God Almighty. God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. When we have those burdens, we cast those upon him because we trust him. We give him, excuse me, I'm sorry, I have allergies. one of the things that we have to learn to do is to pray through it. Only it's the only thing that we can do is to pray through it and say, God, help me to trust you. Help me to give my finances. Help me to give my my personal problems to you. Help me to overcome. And he will. And that's where as he takes us step by step, that trust, I think with some people, grows stronger. It gets tighter because the tighter relationship that you have with Almighty God, that trust just becomes like nature. I mean, it's just like breathing. Is that okay, God? I've got this real estate deal that I need to come through, and I need to have it come through now. Is that you have to trust in Him? Angels praying for, you know, for all these people, you know, to be able to be helpful and to reach out. She has to trust God will send those people, and he will. It's just like he with will. Me, Lord God, whatever you want, you know, send people who need prayer. We will pray for them. We will see and help them through their circumstances.
Yes.
Through God's word. We will help them to learn to trust.
Yes.
Him, not man. We have to learn to trust God in all things.
You know, it's interesting. I so agree with everything you're saying. In verse 25 of Luke 24, Jesus is talking to them and explaining what the scriptures really meant. And he says that they're thick-headed and slow-hearted. I don't want to be thick-headed or slow-hearted, you know? I want to learn my lessons. Why can't you simply believe all the prophets said? He asks. Don't you see that these things had to happen? That the Messiah had to suffer and only then enter into his glory? Now, I think hindsight is always so much more 2020 than as we see things before they happen. Right, Angel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can go, oh, yeah, now I get that. That's why that happened. But you know what? Jesus is saying right here, these things had to happen. And I think this is a word for some people out there today, no matter what struggle you're in. For some reason, this thing had to happen in your life. Now you say, but I have pain in my body. Right. So pain, what does it do? It causes us to run to Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and say, Jesus, you already took my pain in your body on the cross. You already took it. So I draw on that. Pain emotionally. Jesus took your pain emotionally. When we are grieving, when we have lost, when we feel like we are all alone, these things God uses us to pull us to himself. Angel, talk about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many of us that we're no strangers to pain. You cannot walk on this earth, I think, and be a stranger to pain. And that's what brings me to that verse in 1 Corinthians. And it talks about, you know, the God of our Father, Jesus Christ, the Lord of compassion, that he has comfort for us. And he brings comfort to us so that in all of our troubles, I love the word all because it's everything. It doesn't matter how small, how big, what it is. He's there to comfort us in all of our troubles. And therefore, with the comfort we receive, we can reach out and comfort people around us.
I love that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, one of my favorite verses right in there.
It is.
The comfort, the great comforter.
Without that experience of troubles and pain, we wouldn't be able to comfort.
We wouldn't need comfort, really?
Exactly.
We wouldn't need it, would we really? Why have comfort if you don't need it? Or why have a need for comfort? Well, because we have pain. We live in this world. I'm going to play a song I wasn't going to, and it's for somebody out there, maybe for hundreds and hundreds of somebodies. By Casting Crowns, it's called Just Be Held. And one of the lines in it that I have written on my paper a long time ago, a few years back, says, your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. Talk about that, Angel.
Well, you know, a lot of times we, with our view of what we see, we feel like things are just falling to pieces, and it may be God's moving obstacles out of our way to bring us to where he has us to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only see the destruction, but we're not looking at where he's constructing and opening things for us.
Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. Whoever that is for right now, listen to this song and take comfort in the fact that God knows your pain. God knows your sorrow. This goes right along with Luke 24 here. Jesus himself knew the pain of Cleopas. And a lot of people think that the second person here was Luke himself who wrote this book because, you know, he's written down exactly the events. So it very well could have been Luke and Cleopas walking along here. But whoever it was, Jesus knew their pain and wanted them to understand that their world was not falling apart. It was instead falling into place. This is for you out there.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on a storm, you wonder if I love you still. If your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find. And where you are, I'll hold your heart, I'll hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest in the arms of a God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem
so far away. You're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be held.
Just be held, dear one. I want to pray for you right now.
Just be held.
You know who you are. The Lord would say that he loves you with an everlasting love. That he hasn't left you. He knows your pain. He knows your sorrow. He knows your physical pain. He knows your emotional baggage. He knows everything there is to know about you, and yet he still loves you. The Lord would say that you are precious in his sight, and you're the apple of his eye. That in fact you are his beloved. He is yours, and you are his. And he would say that all he asks is that you run to him, jump into his arms, and let him bring comfort to your grieving heart. Ask him to hold you. Just be held. Just be held. You're not falling apart. Things are falling into place for you. You're going to find that place where you belong. You're going to find that place where you can be nurtured and grow. You're going to find that place where people give you a friendly hug and let you know they appreciate you. You're going to find a place, a new place in Almighty God's presence that's going to lift you out of despair and pain into the arms of his love. So rejoice this day, whoever you are. God knows you, and he's got a plan, a perfect plan for your life. Just be held. Just be held. Praise God. Betty, I know you got to go to work. You got to go to church. I'll get it right in a minute. Got to go to church in a minute. Give us some final thoughts before you get out of there.
Well, you know, that's where, you know, just my heart these last few days, there's been so many thoughts, you know, as you're praying, you know, comes across your heart. And you begin to realize just how much people are hurting. And, you know, when we hurt, he hurts. But, you know, when he went to the cross, he went through everything that we've went through. He felt the pain. He felt the loneliness. I hope I can get through this, because this is really just prime opportune time for people to grasp on to what God has for them, is that there is no place, nowhere, that you can go, that God can't see you, that he can't understand your hurt, the things that you're going through, because he is a God. He is a God that heals. He's a God that hears. He's a good, good father, and he will love you through whatever you're doing. But he will. You think that you're in ashes, but he's creating something more magnificent. There's something else that he has for you, that he's got a plan for each and every one of us. So we just have to hold on just a little bit longer. We got to hold on to him just a little bit tighter until that plan comes to fruition. And when it does, listeners, you are going to just rise, and you're going to thrive in him. We can't do it on our own, listeners. We've got to depend on him. We've got to trust him and know that he is the God of promises. He is the God. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. Just hold on. Hold on tight. Climb into his lap and let him hold you. Just be held, like that song says, and he will do exactly that. And I just pray for each and every listener today that they have gotten something. If it's just one little syllable of something that we said today, I just pray that they hold on to that. And I thank you for letting me be on today. I'm sorry, I'm just a little sobbing mess
right
now. No,
don't apologize for moving in the flow of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever apologize for that, my friend. Because that is what's going on right now. God is moving mightily. He is bringing healing. He's bringing restoration to hurting lives. And it's just the beginning of this new season, of this new revival time. This is a brand new season, people. It's not business as usual. It's a new place in God where he wants to bring you into his presence like never before, where you sit at his feet, you bask in his smile. You let yourself be held in his arms. And you know that he loves you. You know, you just know he loves you, ornery and all, that he loves you, that he just loves you. No matter what you say or do, he loves you. Thank you, Betty, for your time. And we'll see you in 3 weeks or less.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can't wait. Give you and Angel and everybody just a big old hug.
Oh,
we can't wait to see you.
Praise God.
We're going to have such a mighty time. And we're going to have such amazing times of prayer around the altar that hasn't been built yet. And chairs will work for an altar.
And
we will just bask in the presence of Almighty God. We love you, Betty. Go to church. We love you.
Okay, we love you,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Nice. Be blessed.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Angel. You know, I just felt so strongly during that song and after and in the words that Betty shared that there's so many out there that are hurting. You know, it amazes me all the time to hear of another one who's listening to our shows. I mean, we don't have any way of knowing who they are or anything about them. But every once in a while, God blesses us with somebody calling or somebody writing or somebody saying, that show changed my life or whatever. And we don't do it for that. Obviously, if we did it for that, we'd be sorely depressed because these are few and far between. We do it because God has opened this door of opportunity for us, and we have something to say about the greatness and the power of Almighty God, and we want to minister truth
Absolutely.
To our listening audience around this globe.
Absolutely. You know, and we are no strangers to having our own struggles and heartaches through this journey of life. And, you know,
amen.
Yes. But right? What better gift to take Woo. What God has brought us through and let someone out there who needs to hear. There is hope. He is there. You will get through. You know, he who began a work in you will not quit. You know, he's with you 100%.
Exactly.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. You know, these two guys walking, Cleopas and his buddy, maybe Luke, walking. Jesus opens the scriptures to them, and their hearts are changed.
Yes.
The word changes our hearts. And it's almost like you can begin to see the fear crack, the unbelief fall off, you know? And they come to the edge of the village in verse 28, and Jesus acted like he was going on to the next village. Well, I got to go now, guys. Nice talking to you. And they go, whoa, why don't you stay and have supper here with us? Must have been one of their relatives or whatever. It's early evening. Day is done. You don't need to be out walking in the dark. Why don't you come in, eat dinner with us, and stay with us? Stay. So he went in with them, and here is what happened. He sat down at the table with them. Taking the bread, He blessed and broke and gave it to them. At that moment, open-eyed, wide-eyed, can you see their eyes being just like, ah! They recognized him.
They had an aha moment.
They had an aha moment. And then he disappeared. Love it. What do you make of that?
Well, that was it. It was that, oh, my goodness. We have just been sitting here with Jesus himself and didn't even realize it because we couldn't see beyond our pain. And when I think about how they had a hard time believing, they had just watched Lazarus be risen from the dead days after he had passed, and yet they still weren't able to believe it in this situation, that Jesus could do exactly what he told him he was going to do, and that they walked in discouragement, and yet, aha, here he is. Oh my goodness, we were blinded by our own grief and pain.
And I think so often we are.
You know, but he didn't say, oh, you foolish gentleman.
He did not. Right. He did not berate them.
No.
And it says right here, back and forth they talked. You can imagine everybody at that table's going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what's that? OMG, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm sure they were speechless.
but I love this next sentence. Didn't we feel on fire as he conversed with us on the road and he opened the scriptures to us?
There's fire, it's living, it's active, and there's the hope.
We did Carmen's song this morning, I Feel Jesus.
Yes.
I feel Jesus. And then there's that phrase that goes, I feel Jesus in my, and my heart did burn within me.
Yes.
When we feel Jesus, and my soul does burn within me, I feel Jesus in this place. When we truly feel God at work on the inside of us, and my soul was on fire with his presence. I know what that feels like. I'm feeling it right now. I mean, the anointing in this show is like crazy good. Why? Because Jesus is here.
Mm-hmm.
He is communicating to you, dear listener, with whatever you're going through. It is not an impossible situation. Did you know you can't have a miracle without an impossible situation? On our new door, it says already, thanks to our dear Becky Britt, where healing happens. And it's got your name, your credentials, and then Beacon of Hope Ministries. But right at the top, where healing happens. Why? Does it say that?
Because that's where healing happens. It happens in his presence. It happens with believers. It happens with the faithful. It happens when you are just surrounded in his presence. And I'm going to tell you what, when you step in that building, even though it's still under construction, can you feel it?
Yes. Yes. We certainly can. Oh, my. There's a quiet. There's a calm. There's a peace.
There's definitely, yes.
There is, the presence of the Lord has already moved in. Because we're carrying him in.
Yes, we are.
We're carriers of the presence of Almighty God. I want to play that song that comes from Exodus 15:26. I am the God that healeth thee. I want you to set it up. Angel, whatever is on your heart. Where healing happens.
It is, you know, in his presence. You know, and I think so often we believe God can, but we don't believe he will for us. And maybe we believe what we're going through isn't big enough for God or is not as important as what somebody else is going through. But that's a lie, you know. Satan just tries to give us those lies that what we're going through isn't important, that, you know, God doesn't care, because he does care. It doesn't matter how little, how big what we're going through. And he is in the healing business.
Oh, he so is. Whether it's emotional, whether it's physical.
Spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, wherever we need healing, he's there.
The first place that God calls himself Jehovah Rapha, our healer, is Exodus 15:26. That's where this song comes from, because the words are, I am the God that healeth thee. Dear ones, that's who we serve, a living God who still is in the healing business. A few weeks ago when Betty and Megan were visiting and we were having one of those crazy, wonderful prayer meetings on a Sunday morning before church, we started playing the song, This Is a Move by Tasha Cobbs Leonard that I play now 150 times a week or something. And in that song, it is talking about this is a new day. God, move in our hearts. It says their bodies are still being raised. You know? Mountains are still being moved. God is still working, and he's doing a fresh work. And as we play this song for you today, it's a time of ministry. If you were right here in the studio with us, I'd probably jump off where I am right now in the control room and run and put my hands on you and pray over you. Right, Angel?
Yes.
And, of course, there's going to be a lot of that happening at our new location, laying hands on people, seeing them healed physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. God's got it all for you. That's what he wants. And he says, I am the God that healeth thee. This is for you today.
Jesus, we have everything we need. And just as we've sung about him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. His name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, or any disease you can name. Whatever your need, he's here to heal you. Let's confess him as our healer as we sing, You are the God that healeth me.
You are the God
that
healeth
me.
You said sent your word.
You sent your word and healed my disease.
Oh, praise God. He's your healer, dear one. Healing isn't always instantaneous. Sometimes it's a process. It takes a while. Would you agree, Angel?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it's healing is progressive. It's bit by bit by bit.
Absolutely. Somebody just wrote me that they're emotional right now through that song. Praise God. Because when our emotions are feeling something, we know God's at work.
Yes.
Now, God can be at work and us not feel anything emotionally. But it's a tip-off when I'm crying and I don't expect to be crying. Or when I am, my heart is just broken. Or I'm like, oh, God, I want to be all you want me to be. I want to do all you want me to do. I don't understand what I'm going through, but God, I'm yours. I surrender. Here I am. And when God is changing us, there is a molding process and a breaking process, Angel. It's happened to me so many times in my life, I can't begin to tell you. When out of nowhere I am feeling the presence of God, perhaps through a song, through perhaps all of a sudden I'm just aware that somebody's praying for me and I can feel something happening on the inside of me. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. And you can when you just God, the Spirit of God connecting in with deep within you.
Yes.
You can just feel, you know that work is happening.
Absolutely. You know, we don't play church at Beacon of Hope.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm way too busy to play church. I'm doing this because this is the most important task in my life, is bringing people into a close relationship with their Creator. And when we feel God, I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. When we feel him, we know God is working. Often, we don't feel him and he's still working.
Yes.
Right? But it's a real big tip off when we're crying. I'm getting a couple texts, one after another here, people crying.
Wow.
And praise God for that.
Yes, because it builds our faith.
God is moving through this show today.
Yes.
We don't want to ever do a show that God is not moving. We want the power of Almighty God. You and I are in such agreement. That's why we can be not just business partners here, but we can be in ministry together because we're on the same page, because we want to see lives changed and hearts healed.
Absolutely.
It's what it's all about.
It sure is. It sure is, you know, and it's built. Faith is rising as our spirit's touching in his spirit. We can feel it. Those tears, that's your faith is rising and faith is casting out fear. The more faith we have, the less fear we have.
Amen. Amen. So whoever you are out there, and maybe you're not one of these that are texting me, that's fine. But you know what? If God's touching your heart and you're feeling moved and you feel a little tear coming down your cheek, or you just know that God is working on the inside of you and that you're not going to be like those disciples who didn't believe, couldn't grasp. But when they saw him, you see, the main point of this show today is we have to see him.
Yes.
We have to see him in our everyday lives. We have to accept that he's working in us when we can't physically see him.
We have to trust.
We have to listen. While we still can hear.
Yes.
We have to seek him, even though we may not see him.
Yes.
We have to allow him to do the work in us he wants to do. And sometimes that's healing.
Sometimes
it's often healing.
Yeah, so
because in so many ways we're broken, aren't we?
We are, and a lot of times it's just dying ourself, our ego, our, you know, who we think we are, and it's that dying of who we are to allow him to resurrect who we are in him.
Mm-hmm. And become all that he wants for us to be. Mm-hmm. Fear is such an enemy of our souls.
Mm-hmm.
And we've pointed it out today, fear and unbelief, they go hand in hand, because when you're so afraid, you can't really believe God for miracles.
True, fear and faith can't coexist.
No, they're opposites, they're polar opposites, fear and faith. So you got to choose faith. You brought up the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes. And so often we are walking by what we can see, hear, feel, what's around
us. Yeah, that's
our
human nature.
And that's discouraging.
It is.
Because, you know, God has the eternity written and he sees the eternity from the beginning to all going forever and ever. We have to walk in his faith of what his word says. Because our circumstances may not look like that right now, but he does not lie.
He so doesn't. What do you say, Dr. Angel, to the person out there who's just so struggling today and needs to feel God? I feel really impressed right now. We're to go back to this, to just be held and do that one more time.
And that's it.
Do you want to comment on that?
You know, and just sit in his presence, you know, put on YouTube, put on, you know, find a nice, just get in his presence. If it's listening to a song or just listening to the word, just let him wrap his arms around you. There's no better place you can be.
There's no better place you can be. Just be held. Why don't you let him hold you right now? Casting crowns.
Hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on the storm, you'll wonder if our love is still. If your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. World's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me, and where you are, I'll hold your heart, I'll hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest in the arms of the God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here.
Stop holding on,
just be.
Just be held. Let him hold you right now. I'm going to pray for you. Dear God, you know who these dear ones are, wherever they might be. I ask you, Lord, to take them, each one. Each one with that willing heart that wants to become so surrendered to you, wants you to do a fresh work in them. I ask you, Lord God, to just take them in your lap and hold them. Just hold them. Let them feel your presence. Let them know that you love them so much. We speak a blessing to their hurting lives. We speak restoration. We speak healing. We speak that the bruises will quit hurting. The pain will leave. And the joy will be replaced where it's been so much pain. Lord, we give them to you. You know who they are. And we trust you. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this great time together today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Up to you, Angel. Give us a word or so. Whatever.
Well, you know what? Whatever we're going through, wherever we are, wherever, he's right there. The furthest he can be is our arm's length, because we're the only ones who can push him away.
True.
And we just need to reach out.
Yeah.
He's there.
He's there. You know, it's it's so comforting, isn't it, to know that the creator of the universe knows you, knows me, knows us both equally well.
Yes.
Knows all your craziness.
And loves us and unconditionally.
Mine too. And loves us unconditionally.
And, you know, and he's right there. There's nothing we can do that we can't be good enough. We can't, you know, have higher degrees. It's not about us. It's about who he is. And he's already, you know, he shows himself to us over and over. We can't earn it. We just have to accept it.
Absolutely. So cool. We're glad you've joined us today for Living the Good Life. Now in our 13th year, last week we celebrated our 12th anniversary on Living the Good Life. 12 full years of being here every single Sunday afternoon. Why? To bring the word of God and to minister God's life to you. That's what we're all about. Mark your calendars for May 19th, 3 weeks from today, opening day in our new facility at 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. We want you to be there that day. Come in and get acquainted with us, because the Spirit of the living God is going to be so present. Woo! Who knows what might happen that day? So come prepared to let God work in your heart. Final thing you wanted to say, Angel?
I just don't give up. Don't give up hope. Don't let fear and unbelief take over. Choose faith. Let your faith rise.
Choose faith. And you can listen to this show again this week on podcast, tantalknetwork.com. And our webmaster will get it up on our website, bohmglobal.com, very soon. So we encourage you to check with us or tune in every single Sunday, because we're always here at 3 p.m. God bless you. Have a great week. And who are you anyway? I never can remember who you are.
I'm Dr. Angel.
I just love to give you a hard time.
Yes, you do.
And check our show this Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. right here on tantalknetwork.com. Part two of Victim or Victor, right?
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Betty. Woo, here we go. It's not far to Jesus. It's been Pastor Marcia, Betty, and Angel bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. See you next week. We'll be right here in these chairs, 3 p.m. on TantalkNetwork.com. God bless you.
It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. It's not far. It's not far. It's not far. From here to Jesus.
It's not far from here.